Tlingit Elder and original Sea Alaska Native Corporation board member Clarence Jackson passed away yesterday at the age of 78. He's being remembered for his contributions to the Native land claims movement and for being an ambassador for Tlingit culture in both the business world and his personal life. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Clarence Jackson loved to sing hymns, as heard here at the memorial service for the Reverend Dr. Walter Soboloff in 2011. Comforting people in times of need was a role Jackson relished, says Sea Alaska Heritage Institute President Rosita Worrell.
Like our ambassador from Sea Alaska, where he would attend all of the funerals, all the memorials. He was there to comfort clans and the family of those who had lost someone.
Jackson was born in Cake in 1934. He lived there most of his life, attending Sheldon Jackson High School in Sitka, before moving back to the village where he was a fisherman and operated a small store. Worrell says he was a great fisherman who loved boats.
We always say it is as if the spirits of the animals know him, and they give themselves to those kind of people who have those good spirits. So yes, he was a great fisherman.
In the 1960s, Jackson was involved in the Alaska Native Claims Movement as a delegate to the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indians. He served as Central Council President from 1972 through 1976. Also in 1972, Jackson signed the Articles of Incorporation for Sea Alaska, the regional Native corporation for Southeast, created under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. He was the only board member to serve continuously from the time Sea Alaska was founded. Current board chair Albert Kukesh first met Jackson when he joined the board in 1975. He says they quickly became friends.
We're both from villages right next to each other. He's from Cake and I'm from Angoon, and he knew my father and he knew Walter Soboloff, my uncle, and so I got immediately scooped up into his little circle.
Kukesh says Jackson was a champion of village life and traditional culture on the board, something he attributed to being raised by his Tlingit-speaking grandparents. Kukesh says his ability to speak both Tlingit and English fluently made Jackson a valuable asset to the board.
His Tlingit background, his Tlingit stories, and his Tlingit upbringing gave him a really good sense of oration. Very, very articulate. Not somebody who went to college, not somebody who went to law school, not somebody who went to graduate school, but somebody who went to the upper learnings of the Tlingit culture.
When the corporation established the nonprofit Sea Alaska Heritage Institute in 1980, Jackson became one of its trustees and served as chair of the Council of Traditional Scholars. Worrell says the council was instrumental in identifying the core cultural values that guide the institute to this day.
Clarence would remind us always, this is what makes us Native people. It's our cultural values.
Jackson spent much of the past 2 months in Seattle receiving cancer treatment. He recently returned to Alaska and died surrounded by friends and family on Thursday. A service will be held at the Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall in Juneau on Saturday. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.